How we gonna be late, Gina, to a black wedding? I'm sorry. They probably ain't even paid the reverend yet.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, my God. Let me go and see what the justice has done.
Hey, what? Right, stop playing. Hey, you know what? You owe me $50 for this present. I forgot to tell you.
$50, Gina? Come on, babe. Why do you go out and spend that much money on a wedding gift, Gina? They're only gonna get divorced anyway, babe.
Martin, they are not gonna get divorced. Katrina and Darrell love one another.
Oh, is that so? I don't know about all that, Gina. Shoot, you should have seen Darrell at the bachelor party the other day, you know, with the strippers that came out of the gate. Well, you know, he started riding up into the thing, you know, so I got on him, right? I was on his shoulder, but I knew I couldn't really be with the strippers or nothing like that, you know.
That's so funny, because you told me you was just playing cards. That's it. That's what you told me. Yeah. I think that's what I heard.
I sure enough told you that.
Yeah, you sure.
Look, Gina, I called the fair catch for this one.
Yo, Pam, I need you to come down to the gym tomorrow, girl. Help me work on my jab. Where you had the maid of honor's head going back, cack, 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 cack.
Hey, Martin, did you see the groomsman come cabbage patching down the aisle? Hey.
Yo, in a green velvet suit, yeah. Tommy, huh? Your boy, Darrell, went out.
Hey, I wonder what made him finally propose after 11 years.
Probably their kids. You saw how happy Darrell Jr. was when he gave his mother away. That was nice.
That was a nice wedding, though. I mean, Darrell and Katrina celebrating their love.
They gonna be celebrating their love all week. Locked in that hotel room, getting their freak on, dog.
Hey, I can do that. Just me, Gina, and room service. Damn, a wedding. Ain't that right, baby?
You wanted to be a little wild, you know. I don't want to.
You know? Excuse me, Martin.
Yeah, baby, what's wrong?
Is that how you really feel about us getting married? You know, I just want to know.
Cole, grab the remote. Foxy Brown's on. Grab that remote.
Oh, snap. That's right. Yeah. It's Pam Grier week on BET.
There you go.
Boom.
All right.
Well, weddings make you nervous or something, Martin?
Okay, now pay attention, Cole. This is where they're going to spill out for no reason. Out the blouse. Check it out.
Bam! Damn. There they are.
You see? Remote. I sound better. Yeah. Time it up.
No, I got to go.
So, Ramadara, when exactly are you and Gina getting married, Martin? You know, I got to start saving up for my dress, bro.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Pam, okay? All right? I mean, I'm happy. Gina's happy. Everything is all right. Love's all right. I mean, me and Gina could go like this, what, another 2, 3, 9 years? I don't know.
No, Martin, we gotta talk. Y'all got to go. Bye-bye. It was nice.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Gina. Now, you don't just go throwing people out. That's rude. Now, your mother did not raise you that way. Now, stop it. If y'all want to stay and have something to eat, please. Have some apple juice or something.
Thank you.
Go,
No. Tommy and Cole, we go bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yo, Gina. Handle your business.
Thank you, girl.
You said with your queen.
Why don't you learn the
It was now. Fun now. Yeah, y'all go ahead.
Love's in your face.
Girl, I thought they'd never leave. Sit on down here. Woman, have I ever told you how beautiful you are? No. Girl, it's your personality.
us.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. You know, we got to talk about that timetable you just laid out.
Okay, well, what you want to say?
Okay, good. Look, Martin, we have been together for almost 3 years now, and I really think it's time for us to move on.
I don't know. Something from the reception, the food, my stomach bubbling. Gina, please, look, go away. I could be in here all night, Gina. You don't want to be here when the door opens.
Okay, I'm going. You feel better, all right? I'll see you later.
Okay, love you, bye.
Oh, I love you too, bye-bye.
Try putting the pressure on him, brother, gonna make him.
Hold on, Pam. I gotta get my keys.
You know what, Gina? I meant to ask you. Didn't the district manager offer you that job in New York again?
Yeah.
That's a big promotion, girl.
No, but I'm not going anywhere. I like the job I have now. And besides, Martin's here and I'm not ready to kick him to the curb yet.
Are you sure?
You know what I...
Girl!
Don't be started. But I am serious. Gina... Martin ain't thinking about you. So what I think is that you should pack your little hefty bag and hitchhike onto the Big Apple. Big Apple?
Shanaynay,
yeah.
Get out.
Yes, Shanaynay, beat it. This is none of your business. Just walking up in the house like it's a house.
Excuse me. Hello. I guess you're probably wondering why I ain't jumped all over you. See, a year ago, I'd have body slammed you. All right, but you know what? Shanaynay has evolved. I am woman. All right? I will not bust your ass unless I have to.
You better watch that finger.
Dad, I was trying to give some advice, sister to sister. I mean, can I give advice? Can I talk? Can the sisters rap?
Okay, Shanaynay, come on.
I mean, how hard is that?
She's not leaving.
Girl, please, come. Oh, sit down. Be a part of this. Now, Gina, Martin ain't thinking about you. So I think you should leave town and find yourself a new man while you still can.
What? Now you sound like that one over here.
Hey, I'm right.
Gina, you ain't getting no younger. You're already starting to crack all up around about your eyes. Gina, I am a cosmopolitan. I knew these things,
Shanaynay, maybe you think she could use some little moisturizer at night?
Yeah, the Obey. That's right, the Obey, so you lightly.
Thank you.
Is a butter knife better thing?
Thank you for your advice. But I am fine, okay? My career is fine, my relationship is fine, and my skin is fine. Look, even if I wanted to take that job in New York, which I don't, Martin wouldn't want me to go because he loves me. Thank you.
What improve it, Gina? Huh? You tell Martin you're going to New York. If he's a real man like my man LaFonz, he'll go crazy. He will lose his mind. I mean, hell. LaFonz won't even let me go wig shopping unless he's right up under me. I mean, he goes to the store and get my personals when it's that time of my ass thing. You know what I mean. Okay?
You know what, Gina? As hard as it is for me to admit it, Shanaynay's right. I mean, Martin either needs to come correct or step off.
Thank you. You all right when you want to be all.
Don't start, Shanaynay.
I'm just saying, okay? Can the sisters rise?
All right, we're
I like what you just said, all right?
Fine.
That's what I'm trying to say, but you're pushing it.
I'm not.
Okay.
Fine. Right, I will tell Martin, ladies, I will tell him, and he won't want me going to New York. That's the bottom line, because I know him.
Okay, well, let the sister ride.
Well, you think you know a man till he steals your new car and sells it to the chop shop.
You talking about Clevon?
Shanaynay, please don't tell me you know Clevon.
Girl, he done hit every lonely woman in town. Oh, girl, he got Key Lolo's new Lexus.
You are lying!
Girl, stole the sunroof, the Nakamichi system, everything. Gone.
You think you could get your girls to jump in?
Girl, I give you my page enough.
Okay, I gotta give you the code.
So what'd you do this week?
weekend, man.
Took Gina to this fancy wedding.
Ooh. Martin, never take a single woman to a wedding. Man, it just gives them ideas.
So what's that?
Gina knows I ain't marrying nobody till I'm damn good and ready. Women have got ways of twisting your arm, Martin. They keep dropping them subtle hints like, marry me, Stan, or I'll pull the trigger.
You know, Gina has been kind of pressing me to marry her.
Watch out. She's gonna trap you.
Yeah, man. Stan is right. And they're always after your money, Martin. That's why I'm making my girlfriend sign a prenuptial. Because I'll be damned if she's getting half my trailer. Yeah. Hey, you see how strong I just came? Peace out. All right.
Never surrender. Never.
Shot is wild, man. But you know what? Gina wouldn't play me like that. All I'm saying, Martin, is women always come up with something. So call her bluff. If she claims she's pregnant, check the test out yourself. And if she claims some sudden terminal illness, snatch the plug out of the life support system and watch how fast she jumps up. Yeah, it worked for me 2 out of 3 times. May Lila rest in peace. Baby, I was going to bed anyway.
Look, I got some new sheets for you.
No, no, Gina, I can't sleep on that, baby. That's a woman's bed. You better put some NFL sheets, some Naughty by Nature sheets on there, girl.
Sure,
you're right.
Baby, listen, I gotta tell you something.
Yep. Yeah, baby, what you want to tell me? Huh? This is what you want to tell your man, huh? You want to be up all night? Is that it, girl, huh?
No,
is that it, huh, girl?
Stop, listen.
Yeah, what's up?
My boss offered me a promotion and a raise.
Another one already? Girl, pretty soon you're going to be rolling like Oprah. Give me some sugar, girl.
Wait, baby, wait, there's a problem.
What?
The job is in New York.
New York, Gina? Are you serious?
Martin, I don't know. I'm considering it. That's why I wanted to talk to you after the wedding yesterday.
After the wedding, huh?
Yes, Martin. Remember you got sick and had that stomach thing?
Uh-huh. So let me get this straight. One day we go to a wedding, and the next day out of the blue, you got to move to New York. Uh-huh. What else, Gina? You pregnant? Huh? Tell your man. I mean, wang, wang.
Huh? No, Martin. Please. Now, come on. What about this job in New York?
I think you should go. Yeah. You know, I think it's a good move. I hope you catch a good rate on the flight 2 weeks in advance.
You just let me go. Just let me go like that. Just go.
Gina, please. Do not let me stand in your way. What are you surprised?
Yes, I am. What about our relationship?
Oh, girl, I'll be out there to see you. As soon as the Pistons play the Knicks. Baby, set that clock. I got to get up in the morning. Yeah. You all right? Okay.
I cannot believe Martin playing it all cool like he doesn't even care.
He hasn't said anything about you moving to New York?
Oh, yeah, he did. I forgot. Don't be calling me, Colette, because you know I got bills.
He was such a jackass.
King of the jackasses. But I love him.
Just stay here.
And wait on Martin forever? Oh, no. Why is Martin so afraid of marriage? What is it that men think that they're giving up?
The other 2 billion women in the world that don't want them anyway. Look, men are always afraid that the freak train's about to pull out of the station and they gonna miss it.
Martin can keep waiting on because I'm going to New York.
See? Now that's where your head should be. You know what I'm saying? Because the streets are paved with bankers and lawyers and the Giants and the Knicks and the Nets. Damn it, I wish I was gone.
Yeah, I'm not going to find somebody new. I'm hoping this separation will make our relationship grow stronger.
And if it doesn't,
then
I gotta go find some Knicks and lawyers and stuff.
I know you don't mean that, but I hear what you're saying. I'ma miss your big head.
I miss you too, girl. Mm-hmm.
Okay, get off me.
Yo, man, I gotta give it to Gina. She's good at this little game she's playing, man. Look, she got boxes all packed up, all right? She turned off the lights, the heat. Wait a minute. My baby even turned off the phone. Now, how's she gonna talk to me?
Yeah. Huh? Word. You know what? I thought Big Shirley tried that on me one time, right? Yeah. You know, but it just turned out she's broke.
Yeah. She could borrow some money from Gina, because Gina got money, man. Uh-huh. But you know what? She just trying to force me to marry her. But check it out. I'm just calling her bluff. Calling her bluff.
Well, you know, I really don't think she's bluffing, Martin. You look, you have got to face it. Gina is ready to settle down. Now, if it doesn't happen, she got to move on, dog.
You know what, man? Why women always got to get married, man? Why are they always so ready to put a chokehold on a brother?
Hey, right?
Hey, bro, excuse me. They gotta hem you up, all right? Because they know that there are 2 billion other sisters out there, you know what I'm saying? Just wanting you. You know what I'm saying? That's why a brother like me ain't mad at nobody. Because when they load up the freak train, a brother like me gonna have a front row seat. Oh, yes, a front row seat. Yeah.
What, Tommy?
I didn't say nothing. Nothing. Look, man, all right? Gina just playing these little games, man. I thought she loved me.
Martin, she does love you, and you know you love her, right? So why don't you propose to her?
Tommy, because if I do, then Gina gonna think she can muscle me into doing whatever she wants me to do. Give me a house, give me a baby.
Yeah, right, but I thought those are all the things you wanted to do for Gina anyway.
Tommy, I do, all right? But I'd be damned if she gonna make me do it.
Oh, come on, Martin. Don't you see what is happening, brother? You have forced her into a corner. You told her to go, right? Now, you better do something to make her stay.
You know, you did this good Samaritan thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like what, Tommy?
Marry her.
Ain't nothing happened, Captain. Excuse me. I can't get nothing over there, okay? No. So I need you to be here. Right. Now, damn it, talk to me. What can I get from you?
Let her go.
Yeah.
Yeah, let her go, man. Yeah. Okay? Because she'll be miserable in New York without you. She'll come right back.
Right.
Okay? It'll start to eat away at her. You know what I'm saying? And she'll turn to alcohol, drugs, worse. You know.
Worse? Cole, what the hell? Man, where the hell did you get this?
Brother, I reads, okay? Okay? I know things. I got it from Jet Magazine, brother.
You know what? Gina wants me to give her a reason to stay. I give her a whole list of reasons to stay. Wait, what are you talking about?
Right here, man. Paragraph
okay.
Two.
Okay.
You see?
Go ahead, Mr. Cole.
You see, baby, it says it right here. There's pressure in the big cities. Pressure leads to alcohol. Alcohol leads to harder stuff. Oh, yes, Gina. Alcohol is a drug.
Is that right, Mark?
Uh-huh. You see, baby, in corporate America, there's only one brother for every 50 sisters. See, you done climbed that ladder too high. Ain't no other brothers up there. No brothers. Any I know.
So let me get this straight. First, I'm gonna be a drug addict. Then I'm gonna end up with a white man.
Scares me. You know what I'm saying? Did you see Mahogany? Success is nothing without a brother you love to share it with, Gina. A brother. Baby, don't let the man tear us apart.
I do not believe it. Martin, is that the best you could come up with to keep me here? Is that I'm gonna go crazy without you? Is that it?
I am trying to look out for you. You don't know no better.
Well, thank you, Martin. Thank you. But you know what? From now on, I will be looking out for myself. Okay, so if that's it, Pam is waiting for me downstairs. I gotta go.
You're just gonna go and play this little game.
Play,
right?
Play, what play, Martin? This is not a game. This is serious. This is real life, and I'm going.
Okay, fine, baby. Gina, okay, fine. Please, all right? Your little plan worked.
What are you talking about, Martin?
Gina, please, here, sit. Okay, baby? You plotted and you schemed and clank, clank. You finally got me, Gina. Okay, fine. Gina, I will marry you. Damn. I mean, are you happy now?
That was beautiful. That was the proposal I've been dreaming about all my life. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a plane to catch.
Come on.
Oh, you are. Girl, you gonna play this little game. I'm gonna tell you, you should be an actress. One, two, three, Gina!